的世界。
So Lord, we want to thank you for your goodness to us.
主啊，我们感谢您对我们的良善。
You've given us a good day in Vancouver.
你在温哥华赐给我们美好的一天。
And there's big rain in Hong Kong, but Lord, we're thankful that, that there's no damage there, that this storm is a mild storm.
所以说、啊，这里呢，就是说在深圳呢那边有一个非常强的风暴，但是呢，我们非常高兴呢，就是那个风暴没强到那个程度，也没引起太多的破坏。
And we thank you. The scripture says that you send your rain on the just and the unjust, and you continue to provide us with weather that is suitable for us. We thank you for your kindness.
就是说，我们感谢您的圣经上说呢，那个雨呢下在义人头上，也下在恶人头上，就是感谢您的，就是提供给我们适合我们的这样的天气，我们非常感恩。
And now, Lord, we're going to turn to the study of the Word of God this evening.
所以现在呢，我们今天要转向神的话。
And we pray that you will teach us what we need to know, and then we pray that we will be obedient to what it is we're taught.
所以主要我们也要祷告，您来教导我们呢，我们应该去知道的。然后呢，我们也祷告，就是说呢，在我们教导的东西呢，我们要学到的东西要去顺服。
And Lord, we're going to learn that it's easy to hear but not to obey. We pray that we will not be like that. We pray that we will hear, be humbled, and be obedient.
所以主要我们今天要去听，听了呢，这是比较容易一件事情的，但是呢，要去顺服却不是容易的事情。所以我们祷告，当我们听了以后呢，我们要去谦卑，我们要去理解，我们要去顺服。
And so we just pray that you'll help us now. We thank you for everyone who is here. We pray that others might join us as the evening goes on.
所以感谢您呢，在我们开始学习的时候，全力赐福给我们。我们为在座的每一位先生感恩，也感谢那些即将要加入我们的那些人。
Teach each of us according to our need, and especially help me to say those things which would be from yourself.
所以这个呢，全年呢教导我们，来帮助我们，我们教导我们，我们需要的，特别的是要帮助我，帮助我能够就是说是把您想要我说的话说出来。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Very good. Well, tonight now we're studying in.We're studying in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4.
今天呢，我们要今晚学习的是以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians, chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
And we've been looking at the general subject of the Christian life that the Ephesians live.
所以我们一直在呢寻求那个就是说是以弗所的那些基督徒们他们的正常的普通的生活。
And we learned in the first three chapters that the plan of God for the Ephesians was to take the Christian life extremely seriously.
因为我们在前面的就是说是三章里三章学到的呢，就是说神对那个以弗所的基督徒的他的那个属灵的人生的是他们要非常的严肃的去对待。
The ordinary Christian in the days of the apostles is similar, or was similar to the ordinary Christian today.
因为在那个使徒保罗那个年代呢，他们那一般的普通基督徒呢，跟我们今天的一般的基督徒是类似的。
And very often, the ordinary Christian takes the truth of God very casually.
因为通常呢，那些就是说是普通的基督徒呢，他们对待那个神的真理呢，非常的随便。
And they would say, "Oh yes, I'm a Christian," but they don't really pay terribly much attention to it.
因为啊，对呀，我就在读那，但是呢，他们却不去这在各个方面去注意。
We have in our generation what is called Sunday morning onlys. We call them SMOs.
所以呢，就是说，我们今天呢，有一些人呢，称之为仅仅只是星期天星期天早上来的人，所以呢，我们把它称之为 SMO。
And so the chapter 4 of Ephesians. The Christians are encouraged to be very deep and mature believers, not Sunday morning onlys, but living the life of the Christ all day, every day.
以弗所书第四章呢，都是讲给那些就是说是在那个非常的深的、非常成熟的那样的一些基督徒，他们不是那样一群仅仅只是说星期天早上来教堂的基督徒。
And in particular, as we considered last week, the first place where the Christian shines and lives is in the local assembly.
特别的是，在上个星期我们已经谈到了，那么说呢，基督徒他能够闪光、能够去服侍的第一个地方呢，就是在当地的教会里。
Our first responsibility is to be Christians and behave like Christians. In the gathering of the assembly, in our church meetings, and with our church brothers and sisters.
因为我们首先的第一这个责任呢，就是说我们作为基督徒呢，我们的行为要像个基督徒，特别是在那个教会里，在和其他的基督徒们和弟兄姊妹们在一起的时候。
And that great principle we learned in chapter 4, verses 11 through 16 last week.
因为就是这样的一个很大的一个原则，那是我们在上个星期从第四章的第11节到第16节里所学到的。
Now, the principle then is having learned about the life of the Christian in the assembly, you begin to live that same principle outside the assembly, in the family, in your workplace, with your neighbors. What doesn't matter where you are, what you've learned in the assembly, you bring outside.
也就是说，第一条原则是你在那个当地教会里，你学会的这样的一些属灵的原则，然后那么说呢，你同样要把它带出去，但是在教会以外，你也要这样，不管是说在你的家人呢，家里，还是在工作的场景，还是在其他的一些场合，你的行为准则都要这样。
Some would suggest that the order should be reversed. You learn it in the family, and then you bring it into the assembly.
与这个世界呢，他们建议呢，恰恰相反，你在这个家里学的东西，你把它带到教会去。
But the Bible says no, you learn it in the assembly, and then you bring it into the family.
圣经说不是这样的，你们在教会你学的东西，把它带到家庭里去。
And so that's what we're going to learn now. We learned about having it in the assembly in verse 16, but we're going to shift now to the family and to everything outside the assembly.
一些就是我们以前学到的，在第16节。那么今天呢，我们就要换一个主题。这个主题呢，就是说是在教会之外，在家里，在其他的一些场合。
So we're going to read, Roy, verses 17, 18, and 19. I'll let you read it first of all in Chinese, and then we'll read it in English, and then we'll comment on it.
然后呢，我先会呢把这个用中文17、18、19节读一下，然后还有的呢再会用英语读，英语读，然后做一些解释。所以以弗所书四章是基督徒的，所以我说，且在主里确实说，你们行事不要再像别的外邦人存虚妄的思想行事，他们的心思昏暗，与神的生命隔绝了，都因他们里面无知，瞎了心眼。他们既然麻木不仁，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
All right, verse 17 then. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardening of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to licentiousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness.
刚才读的是17节到第19节。
So this is the background from which each of us have became Christians. We were all like this in the time before we trusted the Lord as our Savior.
所以这个里面所讲到的呢，就是说是我们在成为基督徒之前的那样的一个背景。我们所有的人都有类似的背景。那么说呢，这些事情呢，都是在我们信主耶稣基督为我们救主之前，是我们是那样都类似的像那样的。Now
verse 17 ends with the phrase that they walked in the futility of their mind.
第17节的结尾说的呢，他们存虚妄的思想行事。People
normally walk in their mind. They walk as they think. And here we were told our thoughts used to be futile. They weren't good thinking. We weren't following wisdom.
所以他们这里谈到的呢，人们呢，通常呢，他们就是去行事为人，都是按照他们思想里想的出来的。所以这里面呢，告诉我们，他们这样的思想通常是虚妄的。所以我们要是按照真理和那个去行。Now
verse 23, we'll get there soon, but it says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
因为第23节我们马上要到那里，就是又要将你们的思想中的灵根改换一新。So
the Christian doesn't walk like the people who are in the world. He doesn't walk like he used to walk. That is futile thinking. He gets to have a new mind so that he walks according to a new mind.
所以这个基督徒呢，他并不是说像那个世界的人那样去行事为人，因为呢，这基督徒呢，他们有一个新的思想，那么新的思想呢，以后呢，他们不会再去按照旧的那个世界的去行事为人，他们按照这样的一个新的思想行事为人。Now,
what was characteristic of the old thinking, the old mind?
那么那个老的思想和老的那个想法，它的特性是什么？
Verse 18 says there was an understanding that was darkened. They didn't clearly understand. Before you trusted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you didn't clearly understand.
因为这个呢，第18节说他们的心思昏暗，他们其实里面呢，就是说其实非常的昏暗愚昧，就是在你相信主耶稣基督为你救主之前呢，你基本上呢，就是说是啊理解不了，你就是心思昏暗的。And
verse 18 in the middle says, because of the ignorance of them, ignorance that was in them, because we were ignorant, we had darkened minds. We did not understand because we didn't know.
因为中间呢讲呢，因为呢他们的无知呢就是瞎了心眼儿，所以说这里讲的呢，我们呢就是不信主的时候呢，因为我们就是理解不了有昏暗的思想，所以呢我们的心眼儿呢是瞎的。And
why did we know the end of verse 18?
所以我们怎么知道在第18节的后面呢？
Because we had hard hearts.
因为我们的心里刚硬。
The picture of the heart is something that is soft. And as a need arises, it moves and it expands and it takes action. If it's soft, it can respond. But if it's a hard heart, it doesn't respond properly.
所以其实我们的这个心脏呢，它是软的，软的呢，它会像这样动，然后呢，它就是心脏工作的时候，它会膨胀，它会收缩。但是如果你的一个心是个硬的心的话呢，那么它就呢，不会有任何的反应。
And it is, of course, sin and the resistance to the pleading of God against sin. It's the continuing in sin that causes the heart to be hard.
这个呢，是因为心里的罪，心里的罪呢，而且是继续的不断的去拒绝神，他就让会让他们的心呢变得硬。
And the heart is hard. We're told in verse 19, where it's a past feeling. That's another description of the heart that's hard. It just doesn't respond to the need. It doesn't sympathize the way it should.
第十九节说呢，就是他们既然呢麻木不仁，这个麻木不仁呢是另一个方式呢去描述人的那个内心，内心就是那个刚硬的内心，因为呢他们已经麻木了，所以做不出正确的反应。
And then at the end of verse 18, 19 rather, we read, they've given themselves over to licentiousness, to work uncleanness with greediness.
第十九节结尾说呢，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
And these are references to the moral sins, I call it, sins of sexual affections that are wrong.
所以这个里面呢，我称之为它是道德品质的那个问题，就是对那个性方面的那项的道德，它的想法是错误的。
And Romans 1 says, and this verse explains it more, but Romans 1 says that where there is sexual affections that are wrong, everything goes wrong.
所以这个呢，就是罗马书的第一章讲的，就是他们如果在那个性的那个就是感情方面有错误的话呢，那么一切的东西就都会变得不对了。
So sexual purity is essential for all Christians at all times.
因为在性方面的纯洁呢，对我们的基督徒在所有的实践，在所有的方面都是必要的。
And where those actions are not right, or even where the thought life is not right, there is big problem in the Christian life.
因为呢，如果他们的行为就算是在思想里的是错误的话呢，那么是在这个基督徒的人生中呢，就有巨大的问题了。
So, most people outside of Christ are motivated by two things.
因为呢，大多数在基督之外的人，他们的动机呢，就是两样事情。
The love of money and the love of sexual relationship.
所以呢，第一个呢，他们爱钱财；第二个呢，爱那种不道德的性关系。
And the latter a bigger problem than the former.
所以呢，那个稍后面那个就是比那前面那一个的问题更大。
So the Lord says, no, don't get involved in that at all. Flee youthful lusts.
所以呢，主说呢，不要陷入到那种事情，不要跟他有任何的关系。对这样的诱惑呢，你要逃避。
So against that description of what we used to be, the Lord says in verse 20, but you have not so learned Christ.
因为这样的一些行动呢，第二十节就说呢，但你们学了基督。The
Christian life is not like that.
所以呢，这是基督徒的人生，他不是像这样的。Then
he goes on, excuse me, in verse 21, he says, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus.
这个里面呢，就是他继续讲呢，就是说是，第二节说，但你们学这就不是这样。如果你们听过他受了他的教导，
How do you change from that?
你怎么样从那里面去得出改变呢？
And the answer, verse 21, is you both hear and you receive the teaching that you hear.
这第二十几节告诉呢。 你同样呢，你听到了教导，教导的，那么这在这里面有教导的话呢，你就要从里面去听。It's
easy. A lot of people hear, they just don't respond to what they hear.
这个非常的容易，很多人呢，他们听了以后呢，他们却不对他们所听到的东西做出反应。
Our responsibility is to hear and to be taught so that we not only hear it, we understand it.
所以呢，我们的职责呢，就是我们不仅仅只要听，而且我们要受教。如果我们受教的话呢，我们就会去理解明白。
That's why we give exams in schools, in universities.
这就是为什么我们在学校、在大学里有考试。
It's easy to hear and not be taught.
所以呢，是非常容易的说呢，你听了以后，但却不受教。
So we give exams in school in order to make sure that those who hear are taught by what they hear.
因为呢，所以我们在学校里呢就有这样的考试，这样的考试呢就是确保呢那些听到的人呢，他们已经接受了这样的教育。
Should we do that in the church?
在教会，我们是不是应该也这么做呢？
And so my friend taught Sunday school many years ago.
所以我的朋友呢，很多年前他教主日学。
He taught teenage boys.
就教导那些就是青少年，
And every now and then he would give them an exam. In class to see whether they learned what he had been teaching them.
所以这个里面呢，就是通常呢，他会给在他的那个主日学里给他们一个考试，考试呢，就是说是为了去了解他们到底有没有接受他们被教的东西。
Is that a good idea or not? Was he right or wrong?
这是个好的主意呢，还是个坏主意呢？他是对的还是错的呢？
Frankly, I think he was right. I think he did the right thing.
坦率说呢，我认为他是对的，他做了正确的事情。
We should maybe have exams at the chapel. And when you come in on a Sunday, instead of teaching you some more, we should give an exam to see how you did last week and the week before, whether you learned it.
因为我们其实应该在我们教会里呢，就是也做这样的一个考试。考试在星期天的早上来的时候呢，我们就是说是不去讲道，而是给你一个考试，让你们知道你们在上个星期学的，还是上上个星期学的，还以前学的，你到底学到了没？
So, why do you come to a Bible study on Saturday night?
怎么你们在星期六的晚上来参加这个圣经学习呢？
Answer, you come because you want to be taught, you want to learn.
所以答案是呢，你要想来学东西，你要想受教育。
Why do you want to learn the truths of God?
你为什么要想学的真理呢？
Why do you listen to the preachers? Why do you read the Bible?
你为什么要听那些讲道人的讲道呢？你为什么要读圣经呢？
Verse 22, that you may put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts.
二节说呢，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因情欲的欺骗而变坏的。
We trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. And then we said, I'm going to learn of him. I've been born again. I want to grow up.
因为我们相信耶稣基督为我们的救主，然后呢，我们重生了，所以呢，我们想要去学到更多的关于主耶稣基督的，我们要成长。
And if we do that, we will be renewed in the spirit of our mind.
比如，如果我们那样去做呢，我们的思想呢，在灵里就会改换一新。
So we've got to change verse 17 from the futility in our mind to verse 23, the renewal in the spirit of our mind. We have got to learn to think right.
所以这个里面呢，我们要被改变。改变呢，就是说，在第17节里讲到的呢，我们都是存虚妄的思想行事。那么第23节告诉我们呢，我们的思想中的灵呢，要改换一新，我们要学会正确的去思考。
And as you learn to think right, verse 24, you can put on the new man, which is created according to God in righteousness and true holiness.
如果你能正确的思考的话，第二十四节就说呢，那么你就穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有公义和真实的圣洁。So
here's our summary so far.
这里呢，就是做了一个总结，到目前为止。We
have a responsibility in the church to the people of God and to the God of the people.
因为我们在教会里面，我们要对那个在教会里面的神的子民负责，也要对神的子民的神负责。And
therefore, we've got to put off the old man, get rid of the futility of our mind.
因此呢，我们要去脱去旧人，然后呢，把那些虚妄的思想从我们的大脑里除掉。And
we've got to be renewed by the teaching of the Bible and the preaching of the Word of God so that we can be put on the new man.
因为我们要呢一直呢通过呢就是说是神的那个通过学习圣经呢就是让我们的思想更新呢通过去学习呢我们就是能够学到更多的正确的思考这样呢我们就可以穿上新人。Okay,
so verse 25 therefore says, therefore.
第二十五节说呢，所以，那就讲到所以。
What's the word therefore for?
那么所以是什么意思呢？
Well, it links the objectives of the past verses to this particular of the new verses. If that's true in the past, if those earlier verses are true, then these things must follow.
这个里面呢，就是说是这个所以前面的，就是把前面所讲的那些经文呢，就是说是有联系。如果说前面讲的那些，那么说是联系前面讲那些经文是真的话，那么说所以呢，在这个新的一节经文里呢，这些事情就应该发生了。And
there's a new list then of the things that must follow.
现在就是有一个新的系列的新的事情必须要跟着。It's
a long list. We'll try to take them one at a time.
现在是一个很长的一个列表，我们要试图呢一个一个的来。But
verse 25 says, therefore, putting away lying, each one must speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another.
第二十五节说呢，所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与他的邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。The
first thing that a Christian does is he stops lying.
所以呢，就是说，基督徒所做的第一件事情是他停止说谎。Christians
don't tell lies.
所以基督徒不说谎话。
That's foundational.
这个是一个基础基石。
Now you meet someone who says, I'm a Christian and I do lie.
所以呢，你是不是说说我是个基督徒的，我还说谎呢？
And what do you say?
那他应该怎么说？
You say something is terribly wrong.
你说呢，这在你里面有些事情是非常的错的。
Of course, Christians don't lie.
当然，基督徒呢不会说谎。And
Christians often have an excuse for their lying.
所以呢，基督徒呢，通常呢，有些人呢有一个就是借口去说谎。And
some people say, well, my circumstances are such that I have to lie.
所以呢，有些人说呢，啊，我的环境决定了，我必须要撒谎。And
some people say, I used to lie a lot, and that's why I lie now.
所以呢，有些人说呢，我以前呢，说了很多谎言，这是为什么？我现在仍然说谎。And
other people say I'm sick, and that's why I lie. I've got a disease, and so I lie because of my disease.
所以有些人说呢，我生病了，我撒谎的原因呢，是因为我有疾病，我有疾病呢，所以我要撒谎。And
the Bible says no, Christians do not lie.
所以圣经说不，基督徒不能说谎。
Is there any excuse for Christians lying?
所以，对基督徒来说呢，有没有任何的借口可以让他去撒谎呢？
And the answer is no, Christians do not lie.
所以答案是没有任何的借口，因为基督徒不能说谎。
Now, the Apostle Paul said, I'm a Christian, I don't lie.
所以使徒保罗说呢，我是个基督徒，我不撒谎。
And the high priest's servant hit him in the face because he said that, but he was speaking the truth.
但是那个高祭司呢，最高祭司，因为他那样说话呢，就是拿拳头打他的脸。但是呢，他说呢，我讲的是真理，我不能说谎。
All right, have you learned the lesson? Christians do not lie. Never again.
所以呢，你学会这个功课没有？基督徒呢，不能撒谎，不能再撒谎。
That's the foundation. Things proceed from there.
这就是一个基础，基础，所有的事情都是从这里要接着而来。
Many reasons why Christians don't lie. Verse 25 says, We are members one of another.
所以很多那个原因呢，我们基督徒呢为什么不说谎呢？第25节说呢，因为我们互相为肢体。
What would happen if you lied to yourself?
因为如果你自己欺骗自己，会怎么样？
Well, you'd be in real trouble, wouldn't you?
你就会就是在陷入大麻烦，是不是呢？
What would happen if my right hand lied to my left hand?
现在如果我的左手对右手撒谎，会发生什么呢？
And everything would go wrong.
所以呢，所有的事情呢都会变得很混乱。
The only way I can accomplish is if my right hand doesn't tell lies to my left hand, and my left hand doesn't tell lies to my right hand. We're members one to another.
所以我们唯一能够去完成这个事情的是，我的左手不向我的右手撒谎，我右手不向左手撒谎，因为这样呢，我们才能去做成事情。因为我们是一体的，是一个肢体，我们不撒谎。
So, number one, you. Must never lie.
所以第一个呢，你必永远不要撒谎。
Now, verse 26 goes on, and it says, We must be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath.
第二十六节说：“生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
And 27, nor give place to the devil.
”第二十七节说：“也不可给魔鬼留地步。
Anger is a terrible thing. It's all right to get angry and say that has got to stop, but we must never let anger breed in us.
”对这个呢，生气呢是一个非常的可怕的事情，我们非常的都容易生气，所以呢，我们要必须呢不生气，不要让生气呢，就是损害了我们。
Verse 26. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. That means don't go to bed angry.
所以这个第二十六节说呢，不可含怒到日落。这个意思说呢，你睡觉的时候不要生气，睡觉之。
If there's something wrong, deal with it while the sun shines, so that when you go to bed at night, you don't have that on your conscience. You've set it aside.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是，如果你碰到的问题、碰到麻烦，再要在趁有阳光的时候呢，把它解决掉，不要留在那里。留在那里就是说是，到黑暗以后，让你上床睡觉以后，让你自己的良心受到谴责。
Sometimes a child does something that is very wrong.
有时候呢，这些孩子呢，他呢做的一些非常的错的事情。
When should mother and daddy deal with the problem of a sin and rebellion in a child?
所以呢，父母应该什么时候去解决那个孩子呢？他的那个叛逆和他去做的一些错事呢？
And the parent must never say, We will deal with that tomorrow.
所以父母呢，永远不要说我们明天再来解决这个问题。
If the child has done something wrong, deal with it now.
所以，如果一个孩子做错的事情，现在就要把它解决。
And so the boy does something that's wrong. Mommy gives him a spanking, and the thing is dealt with right now. That's God's plan.
所以那个孩子呢，做了一些错事儿，那么说呢，妈妈就给他一个那个，就是打他，管教他，那么事情就变得正确了，这是神的计划。
To say we'll deal with that with you when your daddy gets home, your daddy might not get home for a long time, and you don't wait for that. You deal with it right now.
所以呢，如果你说呢，等你爸爸回来，我们再来解决这个问题。但是呢，也许你的爸爸离家，他的爸爸离家很远，或者说要很长时间才能回家，所以不要等爸爸回来再解决。
Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. If there's a problem, if it's got to be dealt with, deal with it and get it behind you and go to bed with a smile on your face.
这个里面呢，不要含怒到日落，就是说呢，在那个，如果你有问题有麻烦，那先要把它解决，解决了不要等到你睡觉之前，这个问题还没解决，在你睡觉的时候呢，你脸上是应该带着微笑睡着的。
Now, why is that important?
那么这个为什么那么重要呢？
Well, verse 27 says, if you don't deal with anger properly, the devil will have a place to work in your heart. He will do something wrong in your heart. He will do a problem in the person against whom you're angry. Don't give the devil a chance.
在这个第27节说呢，就是说呢，如果你生气的话，如果你发怒的话，你其实呢就是给那魔鬼一个他去行事工作的地方。所以呢，不要让生气，生气呢也不要犯罪，不要让这样的生气。你如果对其他的生气呢，就是说是你不要犯罪，这样呢你不会给那个魔鬼那个机会去在你里面工作。
So, if the Lord Jesus Christ has saved you and you're a new person, the first thing that's going to be noticed is that you will stop lying. And the second thing is you will stop being angry. You're going to deal with the problem, get it right so that you can sleep and your other friends can sleep too.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是，如果你相信了主耶稣基督为你的个人救主的话呢，那么你就是一个新人。一个新人呢，第一件你要做的事情就是你不要再撒谎；第二件事情呢，就是不要生气，不要含怒到日落。有问题呢，就把它解决，也要不这样呢，你就可以安心的睡觉，你的朋友也可以安心睡觉。
And the third thing is, you're not going to steal anymore.
第三件事情呢，你就不再偷窃了。
A lot of people steal, and many people like to shoplift. They go into a store and they just steal some things when they're there.
因为很多人呢，他们经常呢偷东西，他们就走到一个商店呢，到商店里呢伸手就偷一件东西。
And other people steal from the government. They cheat on their income tax and other taxes. They don't pay what they should pay. They just steal.
因为其他的人呢，他们呢就是从政府那里偷东西，他们不付那个收入税，也不付其他的税，那么说呢，这也是偷东西。
And other people don't work the way they should.
其他的那些人呢，他们不是正常的去工作。
They steal from other people by saying, I don't need to work. Other people will give to me. They'll give me this, they'll do that. I don't need to work.
他们从其他的人呢那里偷东西，他们说呢我不需要工作，那么你们去工作，你把这个给我，你把那个给我。
All right, verse 28 says, let me read it again. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give to him who has need.
68节说：“从前偷窃的，不要再偷，总要劳力，亲手做善事，就可有余分给那些缺少的人。
So the Christian, is not a thief. He works hard in order to give to other people rather than being lazy in order to take from other people.
”所以呢，基督徒呢，他们呢，就是。 要在勤奋的工作，他们呢不懒惰，他们勤奋工作呢是因为呢，他们可以分享给其他的人的东西，而不是总是从其他的人那里索取。
Okay, so what do we know about Christians? Christians are workers. They work.
对于我们的基督徒有什么了解呢？基督徒呢，他们是工作的人，他们工作。
They go to work every day. They work hard. They work long. And usually they are the ones who are promoted.
所以呢，他们呢每天都去工作，他们通常呢工作的时间呢比其他的人努力，他们工作的时间呢比其他的人时间长。通常那些工作的基督徒呢，他们在工作中都会得到提拔。
There were some in the assembly in Thessalonica, you'll remember, who didn't work.
所以你们大家记得呢，当时在帖撒罗尼迦的那些教会里，有些人呢，他们不工作。
And Paul had to say to them, if a man doesn't work, neither should he eat.
因为那使徒保罗必须对他们说呢，如果一个人不想工作的话呢，他就不能吃饭。
Wow. That's pretty blunt.
这个是非常的大胆的。
There are some people in the local assembly who don't do very much.
因为有些人在当地教会里呢，他们基本上什么事也不做。
Everyone in the assembly should work.
所以每一个在当地教会的人呢，都应该工作。
Now we had an assembly lunch today at our picnic.
所以呢，今天呢，我们教会有一个呢，就是说是午餐在我们的野餐中间。
And the plan was that the people who knew the Lord would bring some food both for themselves and for others.
因为我们的计划是呢，就是说是那些认识主的人呢，带来一些食物，不仅带给自己吃，也带给其他的人吃。
And we were amazed that there was, after work, there was so much food left over.
所以呢，我们感到非常的惊奇的是呢，我们吃完了以后呢，还剩下了很多的菜在那里。
Each of the Christians worked hard to bring the food.
每一个基督徒呢都努力的工作，把那个食物带来。
Why did they do that?
他们为什么要那么做呢？
Because the Bible says in verse 28, we're not supposed to steal from one another. We're supposed to labor for the Lord and for one another in order that we can give rather than take.
所以在那个第28节就说，当然呢，就是说是不要偷窃，不要这些呢，就是怎样劳力，亲手做善事，这样呢，我们就是说就可以把有余的分给那些缺少的人。所以我们不要去索取，而是要去给予。
So, what is your job in the community?
所以你在社区的工作是什么呢？
And you say, well, I guess I'd better go to work.
所以你说啊，我猜呢，我应该最好去工作。
So when I was a teenager, I thought, I don't have to work. I can simply ask my father. He'll make sure I've got enough food.
所以当我还是个青少年的时候呢，我说呢，我不用去工作，因为呢，我的父亲呢，他会给我提供足够的那个食物。
And then, as I've told you before, I said, I'm going to have to work for my food at home. So I said, I will cut the lawns. I'll take care of the lawns for my family. I did that when I was 13 years old.
然后呢，我说呢，我在我自己家里呢，所以呢，我必须呢，就是给我自己提供食物，通过为我的家工作，所以呢，我就开始为家里剪草。我在13岁的时候就开始为我的家里剪草。
But when I was 14 years old, I said I would like some money and I should work, so I got a job as a paper boy.
因为呢，就是说，当我14岁的时候呢，我说呢，我需要一些额外的钱，所以我必须要去工作。所以呢，我的工作呢，就是去收集一些纸。
I would have rather played tennis after school, but I couldn't do that because I had to work.
因为我就是，其实呢，我喜欢呢，就是在学习放学以后去打网球，但是呢，我不能那么做，因为我必须要去工作。
The Christian is a worker, and he must work as a teenager, as an older person. He gets a job, and he does his work, and he does it well.
所以这个里面基督徒呢，他们必须工作，不管他是青少年的时候，当他长大以后呢，他呢必须去工作，他把一个工作找到一个工作去做，做完了就把这个工作做好。
That's the life of the Christian.
这是基督徒的人生。
And when someone doesn't do that, you say something is very wrong.
但有些人呢，不那么去做的时候，你就会说呢，有些事情呢，非常的不对了。
No, our society doesn't always teach that.
所以呢，我们的社会呢，它并不总是教导这样的。
Our society often says the world owes me a living.
所以呢，就是说是我们的社会呢，都是经常说呢，就是我们生活的这个世界。
But the Bible says you owe other people a living. You get in there and work.
所以呢，就是说是啊，我们的社会说我们这个世界欠我们的，但是呢，这个圣经说你欠这个世界其他的人的，所以你要去工作。
So, have you got the three characteristics of the Christian now?
所以你现在有没有找到那个基督徒的三个特性呢？
Number one, he doesn't lie.
第一个呢，他不说谎。
Number two, he doesn't stay angry.
第二个呢，他不经常生气。
Number three, he works hard.
所以第三个呢，他努力的工作。
What comes next?
下一个是什么呢？
Well, that would be verse number 29, wouldn't
29，是吗？
it? It says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth." But what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers.
第29节说呢，败坏的言语一句不可出口，只要说造就人的好话，能叫听的人得恩典。
This is very interesting. We've already heard about the mouth.
所以这是非常有意思的。我们通常呢，听到人口里说，
Don't lie.
就不要说话，不要说谎。
But what's this fourth thing say?
那么第四件事情说的是什么呢？
It says, make sure that when you talk, you say something that will impart grace to the hearers.
他这就说呢，第二句就说呢，你要确保，如果你要说什么话的话呢，这个话呢，能叫听的人呢得恩典。
So you meet somebody on the street.
所以你在街上碰到某个人，
And you talk to them.
你跟他交谈。
After you've talked to them, you have got to leave them with some, or not after. You've got to leave them when you're talking to them. You must leave them with some grace that will help them. Every conversation you have should help the hearer.
因为这个里面呢，就是说是啊，你带他的时候呢，你必须呢要得在他里面留下一些什么，所以每一句你跟他说的话呢，要确保呢这个听到的人呢，他能够得到恩典，而且呢叫听见的人呢得益处。
Now, you could say something that will destroy or will harm the hearer.
所以你有可能说一些事情呢，他呢就是毁掉了，或者说是对这个听到的人有害。
But you could, on the other hand, say something that will encourage and help the hearer.
那另外一个方面呢，你就完全有可能说一些话呢，去帮助、去鼓励那个听到的人。
The phrase in the middle of the verse is, what is good for necessary edification?
所以呢，在这一节经文中间说呢，只要说造就人的好话，
You want all your conversations to build the other person up, to tell him what he needs to know, to help him, to encourage him, to point him toward the Lord Jesus.
所以你要你得跟他的所有的交谈呢，能够造就这个人，能够去帮助这个人，让那个受到的人呢，就是受到鼓励，然后呢，把他呢引向我们的主耶稣基督。
Well, that's pretty important, isn't it?
这个是非常重要的，是不是呢？
And that's pretty wise.
这个也是非常明智的。
When I went to school, my parents used to say to me, when I got home, they would say, "What did you learn in school today?"
所以，当我过去上学的时候呢，我每次回家，我的父母都会问我说：“你今天在学校学到了什么
And if I said to them, "We didn't learn anything in school today. All that happened was our teacher told us funny stories, and we didn't learn anything."
对，如果我们说呢，我们今天在学校呢，没有学到任何的东西。我在学校所有学到的呢，就是我到学校去，老师呢就给我们讲了一大堆的笑话。
And my, if that would happen, my parents would have said, "I think you better go to another school, Harold."
因为如果真是这样的事情，我的父母会跟我说呢：“Harold，你最好转学去另外一所学校。
So my friend sent his daughter to Sunday school.
”所以我的朋友呢，把他的孩子送到主日学里。
And when Sunday school was over, my friend said to his daughter, "Barbara, what did you learn in Sunday school today?"
所以呢，当那个主日学放学以后呢，我的朋友跟他的那个女儿说：“Barbara，你今天在主日学里学到什么了
And she said, "We learned basket weaving, Daddy."
？”他说：“爸爸，我们今天学了编篮子。
He said, "What?"
”他说：“什么？”
He said, "What did you learn from the Bible in Sunday school today?"
那今天呢？你在圣经呢？在主日学里，从圣经里学到什么了呢？
His daughter said, "We didn't learn from the Bible. We learned how to weave baskets today."
他的女儿就说呢：“那我们今天没有学圣经，我们学了怎样去编篮子。
What do you think that father did?
”你认为那个父亲做了什么？
He said, "I've got to go to a different Sunday school."
他说：“我必须把你送到不同的主日学里去。”
And so the next Sunday, he came with his wife and his children to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. And he said, "I want you to teach my children from the Bible."
然后呢，就是第二个下个星期天呢，他带着他的太太和女儿呢，一起来到我们第16届福音教会的主日学。他说：“那我要你们的主日学教我的孩子圣经。
That's what the Christian has got to do. Everywhere the Christian goes, every conversation the Christian is in, he has got to leave something there for God, some blessing for the person he's speaking to.
所以这就是那个基督徒他应该做的，不管他呢在哪里去，不管他去做什么事情，不管他有什么样的谈话，他必须呢，就是说是啊，给那些听众呢，就是说传福音，让神的福赐福呢传给他们。
Well, now you might say that's kind of hard.
也可能说呢，这个可能有点难。
I'm not always sure what to say.
我并不确定呢，应该说什么。
You might go beyond that, and you might say, "I think I better learn something in the night so that when I get up in the morning, I've got something to say to people."
你这样呢，你就要进一步的，你应该这样去做。你说我今天晚上呢，应该去学一些东西。那么说呢，第二天早上我出去的时候呢，我就可以跟别人讲一些事情。
Now, verse 30 goes on and following the same logic says, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption."
第那个30节就跟从这样一个逻辑说呢，不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们是受了他的印记，直到得赎的日子来到。
The Holy Spirit of God is watching us. He's always watching, and our responsibility is to make sure that he is happy with what he sees.
因为那个神的圣灵呢，他总是在看我们呢，我们的职责就是要确保，当他看见我们的时候呢，我们在做正确的事情。
And there is a simple story that I have told you before, I believe, on the question of grieve.
因为就是说是啊，我们呢，就是有一个简单的问题，简单的问题呢，就是说，我认为呢，我以前告诉过大家这个简单的问题，关于那个坟墓的。
The story goes like this. There was a man who was walking down the street one day, and he looked over into the field, and he saw some boys, and the boys were playing, and they did something very bad.
现在这个故事呢，他就是说一个人呢，他在街上走，街上走呢，他看到的那个街上有一些孩子，一些孩子做那些非常坏的事情。
And that dear man was very sad.
就那个人呢，非常的悲伤。
And then he watched the boys more, and all of a sudden he recognized one of those boys in the group.
现在，然后去他去看那些孩子们。他看见那个孩子，其中的有一个孩子是，
And the boy that he recognized was his own son.
所以他认识的那个孩子是他自己的儿子。
And that man was grieved by the fact that his son was one of those bad boys.
所以那个人呢，就说是非常的担忧呢，就是说是，通过因为他的那个孩子，他自己的儿子做的那些非常错的事情，让他担忧。
Is the Holy Spirit of God ever grieved with you because you're one of those bad boys?
所以神的圣灵有没有担忧过你呢？是因为你是那些坏孩子中间其中的一个呢？
What would grieve the Holy Spirit of God?
所以呢，什么可以让神的圣灵担忧呢？
Well, in general, many things could grieve the Holy Spirit of God. If he looks down at me and sees things that should not be, he looks at you, sees things that should not be, he would be very grieved.
所以呢，很多事情呢，可以让那个神的圣灵担忧。如果呢，他呢看见你，看见我，看见我们的一些事情呢，不该发生在我们身上发生的以后呢，他会担忧。
But what he wants to hear coming out of your mouth something that will build the people you're talking to, not corrupt them. That's the context of verse 29 that precedes verse 30.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是，那么神的圣灵想要你做的什么呢？他想要你嘴里出的每一句话是能够去建造人的，而不是去败坏人。这就是说是在这个第29节里的那样的一个逻辑呢，它过渡到第30节来了。
One day, my father was listening to my conversation with a friend.
所以呢，有一天，我的父亲听到我和我的一个朋友在交谈。
I said something that was not profitable for me or my friend.
所以我呢，我讲了一些事情，对我的朋友和我自己呢，都没什么益处。
My father was very disappointed in me.
所以我的父亲对我来说呢，非常的失望。
He was grieved because I used my mouth to say things that were not profitable for my audience. I said something that would corrupt my audience rather than build my audience.
所以他非常的为我担忧，因为从我嘴里说出的话呢，他呢并不能就说是建造我的朋友，而是在败坏我的朋友。
I'm embarrassed today just to think about it.
就是今天我开始想一想，我都会觉得很尴尬。
Even though it happened over 70 years ago,
就算这是70年前发生的事情。
use your mouth for Jesus.
所以用你的嘴去为主耶稣基督所用。
Now, verse 31 says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice.
第31节说, 一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、吵闹、诽谤, 并一切的恶毒都当从你们中间除掉。
This one is no evil speaking.
这里讲的是不要讲邪恶的事情。
The Christian is very careful what he says with his mouth.
因为这基督徒非常的小心他嘴里说出来的话。
Have you noticed this is the third time that the Spirit of God is saying, you've got to be careful what you say?
有没有注意到呢？这是神的圣灵第三次提到你口里讲出来的话，你要非常的小心的去说。
Number one, verse 25, no lying.
因为在第25节呢，第一个呢，就是不要撒谎。
Number two, verse 29, speak only what will build up rather than what would destroy.
第二个呢，在第29节里，就是要说出的话要造就人，而不是败坏人。
Number 31, no evil speaking.
第31节，不要有那种邪恶的思想。
Evil speaking would come from a bitterness, trying to destroy people, from a wrath and an anger, trying to break them down, from a clamor, which would be fighting. Let all of these things never be part of your vocabulary.
这个里面呢讲到的就是说是第31节讲到你说出口的话，第19节讲到的呢就是一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、吵闹、诽谤，这一切的东西呢都不应该在你的那个词汇表里出现。And
you say, wow, how can I do that?
你说哇，我怎么做得到呢？
And the answer is in verse 32.
答案是在第32节里。
It says, be kind one to another, be tender-hearted, be forgiving, just as God in Christ also forgave you.
第32节说，并要以仁慈彼此相待，存温柔的心，彼此饶恕，正如神因基督的缘故饶恕了你们一样。
What could I say?
我可能说什么呢？
Well, I could say things that are kind and loving.
我可以说那些就是说是就是仁慈那个有爱的那样的一些话。
What could I say? I could say things that are tender-hearted. And I could say, my heart goes out to this person, and she's got a need, he's got a need. I'm going to be tender-hearted toward him.
这个呢，我什么其他的事情可以说什么呢？我也必须有一个温柔的、怜悯的心，因为这个人呢，他有他有这样的需要，他呢，他有他这样的问题，所以我必须要对他存温柔的和怜悯的心。And
you see that person, and you say that's the person who wronged me.
你就说那就是你看到那样的人，你就说那这是那些人呢，他来到我这里。That's
the person who stole from me.
就是这些人呢，他们从我那里就是说是让我在那里的。That's
the person who cheated me.
这就是那个人呢，他偷了我东西。That's
the person who said bad things about me and to me.
因为那是那个人呢，他对我说了一些坏话，对，也对我说坏话，也说了我的坏话。And
what does the Christian do? The Christian forgives.
那基督徒应该怎么做呢？你就去饶恕。Okay,
how is the Christian going to live?
那么基督徒应该怎样去生活呢？
Well, the Christian is going to take all of these issues we've talked about, especially the tongue. And he's going to start speaking things that are truthful, things that will build the other person up, things that will forgive them and encourage them. That's what he's going to speak.
所以基督徒呢，就是说他应该怎么说话呢？他应该特别的注意他的舌头，就是他舌头所说的话呢，他要说的是正话，他要呢，就是说能够去建造人，而不是毁坏人，也是让那个听到的人呢得到益处，得到恩典，这就是基督徒应该说出基督话。
How will you identify a Christian?
你怎么样辨别一个基督徒呢？
Well, the first thing you're going to do is listen to what he says.
就第一件你要做的事情是他，你去听他说什么。
And if he says these things that are truthful, if he says these things that are going to build the other person up, tell him about Jesus. If he says those things that are going to be kind and forgiving rather than things that are evil and fighting, why then you'll begin to say, I think that person is a Christian.
如果这个人他所说的话是真的，他所说的话呢，就是说是能够就是建造人呢，而是说是向别人传讲主耶稣基督。他能够说话的时候呢，就是把人领向主。他说话能够建造人，而不是败坏人。他那个在说话的时候呢，从那个温柔怜悯的心，而且他存着一个宽恕的心，那么说呢，而不是说去说那些恶毒的话、其他的话。那你说呢？我觉得这个人呢，应该是个基督徒。
And you remember, that's the way the Lord Jesus Christ spoke.
对，记得主耶稣基督，他就是以这种方式去说话的。
Remember, it was at his first sermon in Nazareth where the people listened to him and they said he spoke gracious words. They marveled at the gracious words that came out of his mouth.
你们大家都记得呢，就是说是当时呢，他在拿撒勒的时候，第一次讲话的时候呢，他听那些人说呢，从他嘴里出的话呢，都是蛮有恩典的。你们大家记得呢，他讲的是那个蛮有恩典的话。
The verse goes on to say, he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes.
因为你记得呢，他呢，那节经文就说呢，他就是说是他教他们的时候，就像那样有权柄的人去教他，而不是像文士那样去教他们。
If you were going to teach with authority, what would you say?
因为如果你要像带着有权柄的去教导，你会怎么说呢？
Well, you would say, this is what the Bible says. And you would speak with the authority of God because you tell people what God says.
因为你说这是圣经所说的，圣经所说的，那么说呢？因为呢，你是通过圣经得到神的权柄去说，就因为这是神说的，
And that's what the Lord Jesus wants us to do.
这就是主耶稣基督想要我们去做的。
Well, that's the end of our chapter. And that's the end of our time this evening. So we're going to leave it there at the end of verse number 32.
也这就是我们今天这一章的结束，也是我们的时间也到了，所以今天呢，我们就学到那个第32节。
So good to see each one this evening. Praise the Lord. Blessings on us. And may we just close in prayer, ask the Lord for help.
所以呢，就是说是啊，我感非常高兴的，今天晚上看到大家呢，神赐福我们，我们在这里呢赞美主，所以呢，我们就做一个结束的祷告。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that you give us such practical instruction.
所以主啊，我们非常感恩您赐给我们这样的一个有实践性的指令。
And Lord, what we've learned tonight is that our mouths, every word that comes out of our mouths, should be led by God, used by God, and for the glory of God.
所以主啊，我们今天呢所学到的就是，不管任何一个字、任何一句话从我们嘴里说的，它应该呢就是说是由神来领导，由神呢就是说是帮助我们说的，也是能给神带来荣耀的。
Help us, Lord, we pray, never lies.
所以求您帮助我们，主要永远不要撒谎。
Only things that will build the hearer up.
所以呢，讲那些唯一的能够建造人的话，
And never things that are evil or come from anger.
所以呢，永远不要让我们生气犯罪。
So we give thanks now. for your kindness. You've taught us this evening. Thank you, Lord. Each of us say, Lord, would you help me be like this in our tongue?
所以主啊，您是今天呢您教导了我们，所以我们非常感恳求您呢，我们每个人都要说呢，求主啊，求您帮助我，特别是呢帮助让我们的舌头。And
we give thanks and ask for these blessings in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些，并且献上感恩，都是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Thank you all for being here this evening. Good to see several from the other side of the ocean. We're glad that you're with us tonight.
所以感谢大家今天来到这里，感谢呢，就是从大洋彼岸几个来的人，我们感谢你们，求主赐福给我们，你们。